holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We must remain faithful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day, and you're splendid people for listening. You're splendid for being here. We're thanking God for you, and I pray that God does everything that you need done in your life today. I pray that God will make things move according to His will now. Move for you. Whatever it is his will for you, I pray that He does that thing for you. I pray that all of it just works out. Because God is the one and the only one who can do it. We can't do anything. All we can do is trust and ask Him and wait for it to be approved in heaven so it can be done here on earth. All right? And listen, I pray for your families, your children, your wife, your husband, all of them. I pray that God does everything that needs to be done in their life to protect you and give them an expected end, as Jeremiah says. That God will give a thing of goodness and not evil. You understand what I'm saying? The things that He thought about for us had an expected end for good and not for evil. You know, evil wasn't a part of it. It was always for the good. Always for the good. Listen, if you are building a community, if you're building a business, whatever you're building, add God to them. Add God to it so that, you know, one, it'll grow. It'll grow well. It will grow well if you add God to it. If you add God, you have a guarantee that it can go well for you. Now, you don't add God. He might still let you have it. He might still grow the business for you, you know. But the guarantee is that you add God, and God leads and guides. And then He'll lead and guide you, and then lead and guide the plan, and then lead and guide the employees, and then lead and guide the money. He will do that thing for you, I'm telling you. Add God into what you're doing so that you can be right before Him. Right before Him, and everything that you're doing, you know, be right for Him. Because, you know, in His will, He wills for you to prosper and be of good health and everything else and do everything. So if that's His will, then run with Him. You know, run with Him. Add Him to what you're doing so His will will be included in your life. All right, listen, we're talking about remaining faithful. Remaining faithful. We're going to talk about this thing today. We're going to remain faithful. When it comes to God and His teaching, you know, that's what we're going to have to do. It seems hard sometimes to remain faithful because, you know, you have so many things. Life gets in the way. Money gets in the way. Economy gets in the way. Anything gets in the way. Family sometimes gets in the way, you know, whatever. And sometimes it just makes it difficult to remain faithful mentally to what you're doing for God. I get it. You know, but I'm here to remind you, hey, we got to get back to God. So when you feel that little low down thing, you know, that thing that's a little low to where, you know, oh, man, I can't make it, or I can't be faithful in this way. I can't be faithful that way to God. I'm here to remind you. All preachers are there to remind you. Hey, we got to get back to God, man. You know, you've done that long enough. Come on out of that and come back to God. We've done that foolishness long enough. We've been in part of that evil long enough. Come on, let's get on back to God. You know, that's what we do as preachers. We remind people to go back to God. That's what John the Baptist did. John the Baptist sat there and told people, hey, let's get back to God, man. We got to get our sins forgiven and get back to God. And so all those people getting baptized and washing away their sins as a repentance thing. And then they're OK, we're going to get back to God. We're going to get back to God. And so that's what we preachers do. And God, and it was the scriptures talk about Jesus, right? Jesus said that John the Baptist was the best of them. He was the best of them. You know, some people, oh, I don't want to be a Baptist. You don't have to be a Baptist. I'm just saying that John the Baptist was one of the best preachers, the best ministers, because he reminded people to get back to God. And we as preachers, that's what we're supposed to do. Remind people to get back to God. Sure, we might have a little series here talking about marriage. We might have series here talking about this or that. You know, that's fine. But the ultimate message is, in whatever we're doing, let's get back to God in it. Let's figure out where God fits in that thing that we're doing so we can get back to him. Because if you're not careful, you'll stay out there doing whatever you want to do, and it won't be right. It'll feel okay, but it won't be right. You know, you have big membership at the church, but the big membership, you're not telling them that, hey, we got to get back to God, man. We've been in foolishness long enough. We ain't clapped and sang and sinned and everything else. Let's get back to God. Because if we get back to God, we got a better chance. Have a better chance. He already set it up for us. So we might as well take full advantage of getting back to God. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. All right. Stay faithful to him. All right. Here we go. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3. I think we'll start at verse number 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14. But you must remain faithful to the things that you've been taught. Mm-hmm. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. Okay. So this is Timothy writing, or a letter to Timothy, whoever's writing it. They're talking about remain faithful to the things that you've been taught. And I tell people all the time, even though I might challenge you a little bit on the broadcast, I might show you things on the broadcast or say things on the broadcast, don't change anything until God shows it to you. Don't change nothing about yourself until God shows it to you. When he shows it to you, then you make the change. But don't just change because I said it. Don't just change because you heard me say it. You understand? Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Change when God actually shows you you need to change. You see, a lot of times we don't expect God to show us when we need to change, or we don't expect God to really even care about us. But he does. He does. It says here, you must remain faithful to the things you've been taught. You know that they are true because you can trust those who taught you. Okay. And I always tell you, who needs to do all the teaching? God. I can sit here and talk all day. And I think we got about 500 episodes, 520 something episodes. I can sit here and talk all day, and I'm not a talker, but I can talk all day. And I can teach and all of that. That's fine. But the only lesson that you're really going to get is the lesson that God gives you, where he gives it to you while I'm talking, or he gives it to you at another time or whatever. You know, fine. So be it. God is the only teacher. He's the only preacher. Regardless of what anybody else thinks, God is the only preacher. The only one. Don't think anything else. He's the only preacher. The only one. Nobody else can preach anything but him. And when the preachers talk, they're supposed to be saying things from him. And a lot of times that's what happens. Well, really, all the time that's what happens. They'll be talking, even if they're talking about something that's wrong, right? If they're saying something wrong, God can stop your ears from hearing what they say and totally tune you into what he's saying, to where what you thought the pastor said was one thing. Well, no, what you thought the pastor was saying is what God was saying, which is the way it's supposed to be anyway. Are you confused yet? That's what I'm telling you. Listen, I can sit here and talk all day, preach all day, and I can be preaching the wrong thing. But if God wants you to hear the right thing, when God wants you to hear the right thing, you'll hear me talking, but you'll hear God's explanation instead of me explaining. And so that's what I always say. Let God do all the teaching. God is the only preacher. He's the only teacher. He's the only one who can get through our noggins. He's the only one who can get past our little setbacks. He's the only one who can get past what we think and what we've done and show us what we need to do. He's the only one who can do that. And so you need to trust in him, because he's the one that's going to teach you. Not me. Don't trust in me ever. You only trust in the one who taught you. That's God. Yeah, that's God. He's the only one who can teach you. Verse number 15. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood. Oh, we're going back to childhood again. Remember how we talked about earlier this week? It was talking about how as a child, God gave you wisdom. From birth, God gave you wisdom. From conception, God was giving you wisdom. While you were in the womb, God was giving you wisdom. But it says here, you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting Jesus Christ. You now see, God gives us wisdom, and God gives us these things. So it says you've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting Jesus Christ. Right? This is what God has been doing. But sometimes, sometimes parents will do the same thing. They'll teach their child to recite the scriptures or verses and this, that, and memorize this and memorize that, and show them. And they'll do that thing. You know how we'd have like Christmas or Easter plays or something like that, and then you have to get up and memorize this little poem, and you get up and say it, or you memorize the play, and you have to be a play a part in the play, and get up there and say the part and look like God and look like Jesus. It's always, you know, had the beards and stuff on, the turbans and everything. We did all that stuff, right? Yeah, we did all that stuff. But it was you learning the scriptures from childhood that actually gave you the wisdom. Now, you can memorize the scriptures, but only God can teach you what the scriptures mean. You can memorize the scriptures if you want to, but only God can tell you what the scriptures mean. He could tell you on this day it means this, on another day it means something else, and 10 years from now it'll mean even more than those other 2 days that he taught you that. And so now it means a whole lot more. It's a big old mountain full of information, as opposed to the little molehill that you had before. And so now it's a whole lot of information that God gave you just simply because you kept moving on in life. You kept learning, you kept reading things, you kept memorizing those scriptures, and then God began to give you more and more information on how those scriptures actually work and what they mean. God gives that. Verse number 16, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong. See, that's what we have to do. We have to realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. That's why we have the scriptures. That's why we have to equip us to do every good work, because God's going to show us what those things mean.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com. or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.